And now, young Widow Brown. Ellen Brown stands trembling behind the open door of Louise Simpson's bedroom, listening to Louise's crippled brother-in-law, Christopher Simpson, and his wife, Madeline, as they come softly into the dark room, knowing they believe Louise is there, that Christopher intends to kill Louise and then kill Ellen's fiancé, Dr. Anthony Loring, who is on his way to the house. And Ellen holds her breath, as Madeline now says.
She's asleep, Christopher. You can come in. Louise is asleep.
Wait, Madeline. I heard a car drive up. I think Anthony Loring has come.
Christopher, please, be quiet. You'll wake her up.
Madeline,
do it now. Kill her now, Christopher. If Anthony Loring's coming, Louise must be dead by the time he gets up here. Do it now.
And at Health Center Hospital, Olivia McAvoy, the superintendent of nurses, is standing thoughtfully at the telephone as Ellen's friend Mariah Hawkins comes into the reception office, saying frantically,
"Well, Olivia, did you call Anthony? Did you? And did you tell Officer Fitzgerald to get over to the Simpson house?"
"Mariah, what is it all about? I'm getting frightened. I telephoned Christopher Simpson. He said Anthony hadn't gotten to the house yet."
"Oh.
Why did you come here? What's happened to Ellen?"
"I can't get any sense out of that stupid Louise Simpson. She's dopey with some sedative Anthony gave her. All I can gather is that Ellen just didn't come back."
"Well, what could she be doing staying over at the Simpsons' house this late, Mariah?"
"I don't know, Olivia. I just don't know. I managed to get the children quiet. They were upset because their mother wasn't there. And I got Mrs. McIntosh to come in. Oh, my land, Olivia, we've aroused the whole neighborhood, it seems to me.
Christopher Simpson said that he'd call me back or he'd have Anthony call me as soon as possible."
"Oh, you didn't say if you called him Fitzgerald."
"I didn't, Mariah."
"Oh.
I just wondered if it's the right thing to get the police in here before... Well, I just don't know that it's such a good thing to do."
"Look, Olivia, Tim Fitzgerald is fond enough of Ellen Brown and Anthony Loring to be willing to be waked up in the middle of the night for them. And besides, it isn't the middle of the night. It's early in the morning. Now, you call him, or I'll call him."
"Mariah,
Olivia, you may regret not doing this. Don't take a chance. Don't take a chance, Olivia."
"All right, I'll call him. But what Ellen and Anthony will say if everything's all right, I don't know."
"Well, they may not be able to say anything ever if you don't do this, Olivia. Believe me, call the police."
Now, as he drives up to the Simpson house, Anthony remembers that dreadful morning when he walked in to find Christopher's brother Alex dead on the floor. And he recalls how Christopher said to him,
"I was asleep, Anthony. I put myself to sleep with pills because Alex and I had quarreled. If I'd heard him going up to the fourth floor landing, I'd have known. I could have stopped him throwing himself down the stairwell."
But a new thought and line of reasoning has occurred to Anthony.
Could Christopher have forced his brother up those stairs, perhaps at the point of a gun, and made Alex jump? Is this wild talk of Christopher's more of the same? Is he a homicidal maniac? I don't know. I get a chill looking at this house. But I've got to go in. Hello. Who's coming now? Looks like a police car. It is. What? It's Tim Fitzgerald.
Hi, Dr. Loring.
Hello, Tim. What's up?
Why, don't you know?
No, I just got here. Were you called? What happened?
Well, I don't know, Doctor. Olivia McAvoy at the hospital asked me to come over. That's all I know, so I came.
Well, what for, Tim? Christopher Simpson hasn't killed himself, has he?
Well, Miss McAvoy told me to look out for you and for Mrs. Brown.
Tim, are you crazy? I just got here. And what's Ellen got to do with it?
Well, Mrs. Brown didn't come home last night, Dr. Loring.
Wait a minute. Huh? Wait a minute, Tim. Say that again.
Mrs. Brown didn't come home last night. Mariah Hawkins said one of the children called her. Waked up with a nightmare or something. Said her mother wasn't home.
But then, if Ellen isn't home, she must be here in this house.
Well, what'd she come here for, Doctor? Now, look. The two old ladies both got on the phone at the same time. I think they're getting rattled over nothing by myself.
Ellen came to pack a suitcase for Louise Simpson, Tim, to take to Shadow Lawn Sanitarium with her.
Mm-hmm.
Louise was afraid to come here. Afraid because she said that Christopher might kill her.
Is he that far gone, do you think? Seemed all right to me the last time I saw him.
If Ellen is in here... Tim, come on.
Wait a minute, Doctor. You don't go barging into any house you expect trouble in like that. You look around.
But Ellen is in danger.
Now, Doctor, wait. If she's in danger, your barging in will just get things started.
What do you mean?
Well, if anybody's holding a gun on her, for instance. No, we do it my way, Doctor. It's the right way.
Very well, Tim, very well. Only...
Well, look, I know what Mrs. Brown means to you, Doctor. Now, let's tackle this place from the kitchen. Work our way around the first floor.
All right. All the lights are on, Tim.
Yes, I know. That's good and, well, bad, too. Because we have no cover. However, this is just one madman. We're not tackling a gang. And we don't even know how mad he is. Or, do you know, Doctor?
All I know is that I've been foolish to let Ellen get into a mess like this. Christopher and Madeline must have surprised her when she came in. But I don't know why they'd want to keep her here so long. Why would they? That was a shot, Tim. That was a shot.
I know it. Come on. Stay behind me, Doctor. Stay behind me.
And upstairs, Madeline is saying to Christopher.
Good, Christopher. Now, we only have a few seconds. This is what you must do.
Is she dead, Madeline? Is she dead?
Well, how could she be alive? You fired it into her head. Well, of course she's dead.
I wish there were a light.
There's enough light in the hall. Now, give me the gun, Christopher. We want
to... No, Madeline. No, you can't have the gun.
Christopher, you're mad. You can't face Anthony Loring with a gun in your hand. You give yourself away. You admit it. Give me the gun, Christopher.
No, no, I have to kill Anthony Loring, Madeline. I have to kill him, and then I have to kill you.
Christopher, in heaven's name, listen to me.
That sounds like a prayer, Madeline. And what right have you to ask for anything in the name of heaven? What right have either of us, who are killers, to ask for anything at all? I've taken my brother's life, and you, Madeline, have helped me kill Louise. Shall I tell Anthony as he comes in that you killed her? That I wrestled with you and got the gun?
Christopher, I'll tell him you lie, and you do lie.
But there's no one to... Wait. Wait, Madeline.
What is it?
That's not Louise in that bed.
What?
It isn't. Look, Madeline, there's no one there. It's a fake. Did you do this, Madeline? Is this a trap?
It isn't a trap. It isn't. I swear it. Christopher, it's just pillows and the comforter rolled up.
And the house smelling of burnt feathers and gunpowder. And Louise escaped. Gone. Where? Where did she go? The door.
She was behind the door. She was behind the door, and she heard it.
I'll kill her. Help me with this crippled foot of mine. Confound you, Madeline, that this was your plan. The lights. The lights. Put on the lights in the room.
Christopher, you can't catch her. You can't catch her. I can.
Anthony! Anthony!
Listen. She's calling. She's calling.
Come back, Christopher. Come back. It's too late. Chris!
Have enough bullets left for the rest now. One wasted. One not wasted. And the others won't be wasted either. But I have to be careful. I have to be careful. I must open the door gently. Gently.
Anthony! Anthony, hide! Christopher's wild. He's running berserk with a gun.
Ellen, I'm coming.
No, no, Anthony, don't come up. Don't come near him. He's mad. He's got a gun.
Then you come down. Tim Fitzgerald is here. Come on down. Hurry.
Don't you come up, dear. Christopher said he's going to kill you. They both wanted to kill Louise. Everything we said was wild and crazy. It was true, Anthony. Everything, everything.
Ellen, come on downstairs with me.
Which room, Mrs. Brown? Huh? Get behind me.
There. That door.
Come out with your hands up, Mr. Simpson. You don't have a chance.
I'm going to come out with my gun pointed at all of you. And I'll come out shooting.
I'll have to kill him if he does.
Ellen, be careful.
Dr. Loring, have some of the lights. Get the lights out. This way we're targets.
Get out of range, Anthony. Oh, the door, Anthony. Don't cross before it. Don't. Anthony.
I got him, Doctor. I'm afraid I had to do it. Mrs. Brown.
Ellen. Ellen, get up. Ellen.
She can't, Doctor. She can't.
Ellen. Ellen, dear, you're all right. You've just... Get to the phone, Tim. Get to the phone. Get an ambulance.
An ambulance? Mrs. Brown, she isn't...
Get to the phone, Tim. Get them here, fast.
What has happened to young Widder Brown?